that we've got our group together just where Sunil is coming finally. And
no Alpha won't be back until 10 p.m.
Yeah, tonight. That's fine. And so I invited more to come out, but he's still there to ask to end up a little that way.
Okay.
And he's coming.
Oh, Mom.
So I think that'll be a nice little bit. Maybe a little amount to put out publicly, but it'll be weekend. So that's good.
That's a good thing.
And it's good for them to hear it. And after reading the answer yesterday, what has happened that they carried out the orders and they were far away.
This morning, Hanoi announced that the mining had, 24 hours ago.
Right.
And Ray told the chain about it. They've been under attack for the last 4 hours.
They're demanding attacks.
Not arming attacks, and they haven't announced it yet, but maybe due to the fact that
communication
that we went after the radio station.
Right.
But they've been in with 48 C-52.
How was the weather?
The weather is not good enough for C-52.
Right.
And they shot down one and damaged one, but the damaged one got back to the bay.
But one beat the two going.
Yeah. But we expected to do up to three, because this is very heavy. This is the heaviest stand on the surface in the world.
A loss of one is not certainly something we can protect our mind.
We expected three altogether, but there are still two more ways to go. They're going to go in with 179 altogether. The next one is going in half an hour, and the next one after that is going in five. But on the other hand, it's likely that usually they fire most of their guns at the first wave, or many of them, and after that, they tend to exhaust themselves a bit. But,
it's good that we have the first one beat the 2 year loss of war, so it is the first time we've got to do
that. But we have to expect that if we go in. That's the reason that the Air Force never wanted to go in there to see this issue.
And that's the whole point, though. You've got to put the question of winning or losing.
The tactical planes aren't supposed to go in until about 8 o'clock tonight, because now it's night out there, and they won't go in until daylight. They have gone in with 36 A-60s and with AT-F-111.
It's not only very good.
And those are all weapons.
It's a good time for those people.
Oh, they're terrific. And they've been hitting the airfields. They shut down one thing, but this is a night act, so they don't put up many flights. But they'll be unholding streams when they get organized.
Oh, we expect that. Expect that. Screaming is just because we hear the need of somebody getting over there from the New York Times.
The people.
Yeah.
That was making a good start. Actually set it up a little bit.
So it seems like that they on a matter of such confidentiality and very much.
If Dr. Ray
would sit down and say, now here's what we're going to do, then we got out of it. It might have changed my mind. You know, we might have said, oh no, we won't do it because we've got friendly message.
Yeah.
Here to say that we were planning this. It's all actually the answer. Have our Ray. The accuracy of the person.
Yeah.
Look at somebody's sat right there.
Right. If there's somebody in the office of players who's doing bandit leaping.
But it wasn't.
The troubles we've had with the civilian technicians in Vietnam.
You don't think it's going to be right?
Oh, God. Oh,
no. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we've got to find out more. We've got to find out more.
Oh, God. There's not a... No. It's one of the little boys in there. No, God.
But the scenarios were from what they say about the country, the shooting of the mine.
Well, they said if you want to continue the war, then it's never going to end. But it was very mild, but it's not going to be mild now. But that doesn't make any difference.
It'll be if it's up to the athlete to do that.
Be
the best
of the athlete. Be the
best of the athlete to be. Be the mile, it doesn't make any difference. It depends on what they do.
Exactly. We delivered a message to them today to resume the talks, and if we get an answer by Thursday,
what would you tell them to do?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. You think not?
I think they may. I think the chances are better than 50-50 that they'll now wrap it up.
Well, I would have done. Let me say it, I would have done no chance to wrap it up. I would have done that.
They would have there was one back and forth that they would have drafted up just before the inauguration.
Yeah.
Leading us. But this time, this way they have two drafted up three.
Yeah. You have to tell the whole party, you have to do something.
It would have been much too risky to do nothing.
It was. The point is that if we made for us, the target is to make the money, but our credibility. Both with them and later on with the Chinese and the Russians are on the line. But if they have to say something, and they can't do it, they can't get a letter on. That's the whole point.
No, they are there. That's the operation that I know.
But they have to go on.
The military operations are going on.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
I think it's all right.
We have to know something.
Well,
I thought we were going to handle it in a low-key way. I thought we were
going to handle it in a low-key way, and he was under the strictest orders to say nothing.
Well, that's what I thought, but what was the system going
on? I have no idea. It was just handed to me. I don't know why he didn't wait until Hanoi started screaming. Ziegler and Hayes talked to them. We called them again this morning. I don't know why he did it. Of course, he's only keeping, you know, he knocked out their radio.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think they're going to have another good hour. They're only question of an hour or two before Hanoi starts screaming. As soon as they get their radio, you know.
And it's part of the problem. I mean, they're just going to people at the Pentagon. They always think they've got to get out of the place.
Yeah, but Laird is doing this on his own.
One of the things that we can be very sure of though, that when they get to come over there, we will be there. We will not
do this. That's the topic. The big daily secret stories, the big secret stories.
You see, this is just a knockout that I'm in about.
That is
honest, man.
That is right.
We develop well and beautiful roughly for the moment I am. So,
and Roger says,
Roger's going to make you do a quick assessment. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I
don't think because he won't want to tell him that he knew him.
But he did.
He did.
Yeah. Never know why he knows for that. No, he didn't want me to
know. No.
No.
Now it was probably Baruti or somebody like that.
You Baruti and Rosa?
Yeah.
Good man.
That's what it looks like. Now the young man, the son. But he would do it if they had known that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He would do it on his own.
Oh, no, not on his own. Absolutely not. No, he'd play it.
But the weather was adequate, you know, that
the weather was adequate. And we had enough, but we had 220 support aircraft up there.
Right.
In the distance of the 48.
The plane that was knocked down, or the reason was knocked down by the hand.
Probably. We don't have a full report yet. Almost certainly, because they can't get it at that time, just pilot. But our experience has been that on the second day, there's usually much less damage than it is.